Welcome to today's edition of Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of Specialty Shop Retailing, Everything You Need to Know to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at info@orangetreeimports.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here is your host, Carol Schroeder.
Hello, and welcome to the 15th edition of Specialty Shop Retailing. Today we will be talking about financing your business. Before you look into financing to open or expand your store, or to invest in a franchise operation, it is helpful to write a business plan. This will help you determine how much you need to borrow or invest, and will also help convince a bank or other lender that you are a good risk. A business plan can help you create the business you envision and give you a realistic picture of what your expenses are likely to be. There are several good books and programs for creating a business plan recommended in the resource guide in my book, Specialty Shop Retailing. The budget in your business plan will give you some idea of how much inventory you will need to start with and what the operating expenses may be during the first year. In addition, you'll need to pay for signage, lighting, supplies, down payments on utilities and your lease, computer and office equipment, furniture, and display fixtures before you open. Renovations to your new space may be costly, especially if you are paying rent for several months while the renovations take place. You should have some money to put aside for unexpected emergencies, such as repairs to equipment. And if you have to quit your other job in order to pursue this dream, don't forget that you'll need money to live on. Where is all this money to come from? Hopefully you've been saving for this moment and have some funds built up in cash, securities, a retirement fund, or equity in real estate you own. You might also be able to borrow against a life insurance policy. The more funds you can bring to the table, the better, because it's a cold, hard fact that borrowing money without having money is difficult. Lenders want some collateral, an asset of yours that goes to the lender if you default on your loan, as well as proof of your commitment to the project and your financial reliability. Most lenders require you to provide something other than the store's inventory as collateral in case the business fails. Let's face it, a bank wouldn't know what to do with $25,000 worth of children's clothing. Banks are a traditional source of small business loans, and for years the Small Business Administration has encouraged banks to make loans to entrepreneurs by assuming some of the risk. You can apply for an SBA guaranteed loan through your local bank, allowing you to develop a personal relationship with a banker who may serve as one of your store's advisors. For a new business, the SBA generally requires that a minimum of 25% of the startup funds come from the applicant. You must also show that you have the knowledge and experience needed to operate a successful business. What about private sources of capital? Many businesses begin with loans from friends and relatives, funds sometimes referred to as love money. If you do borrow money from individuals, make sure that they are aware of the risk that they're taking. Set up any loans in a professional manner as promissory notes with a fixed interest rate and a repayment schedule. Like any other loan, a privately held note should be secured by some collateral, such as real estate. The IRS may consider a private loan to be a gift if it is not properly documented. A relative or friend with a good credit standing can also help you get started by co-signing your bank loan, which means that the person agrees to be liable if you default. Or perhaps you can find a business partner who can bring some funds to the table. What about angel investors? Angel investors are a relatively new phenomenon. According to the SBA's website, business angels are high net worth individual investors who seek high returns through private investments in startup companies. The typical business angels are often former entrepreneurs or executives who cashed out and retired early from ventures that they had started and grown into successful businesses. Because of their business background, many angels are interested in helping young businesses with funding and advice. Although angel investors get their name from the wealthy businessmen who once backed Broadway plays, often without much hope at all of a financial return, the truth is that most individuals and firms putting money into a small business are hoping to get a rapid and high return on their investment. This means, unfortunately, that neither angel investors nor venture capitalists usually invest in retail ventures. An angel investor may be more patient than a venture capitalist, but the return on investment from a retail business is usually so slow in coming and so modest that a retail business is unlikely to be funded. There is also no natural exit time for the investors to get their money back. Keep in mind, when borrowing money privately, the reasons why angel investors turn away from retailing. Whoever decides to put money into your business should only invest if they're comfortable with the risk and with the long period of time involved. Many small retail businesses fail because they don't have enough capital to get through the first year. So working out a source of financing for your business should be a high priority before you open. If you use credit cards to purchase your inventory and can't pay off the balance each month, you may be facing a much higher rate of interest than if you'd arranged for a bank loan initially. Banks don't like to loan to a business that's in crisis, so it's wise to develop a relationship with a lending institution before you need it. You might want to set up a line of credit that you can draw on only when your business requires additional funds, for example, when you're building up your inventory prior to the holidays. One of our family's Christmas traditions was paying off the line of credit at the bank every Christmas Eve before we went home to celebrate the completion of yet another holiday season in retailing. And now for today's reading from the Nonsense File, Silly and Strange Items Offered to the Gift Industry Over the Past 30 Years. We're taking another one from a current nonsense item being offered. It's an 11-inch graduation slingshot flying monkey. Cost is only $2.50. And this stuffed monkey is something that you can give to your son or daughter who's graduating. It says Class of 2008 on the back. And you can sling it over the crowds and it screeches. Toss me instead of your cap, says the advertisement. That's it for Specialty Shop Retailing for today. Please feel free to email me with ideas for future podcasts at info@orangetreeimports.com. And until then, happy retailing!